Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
An overcast but warm and dry afternoon continues. We might see some sunny spells breaking through the clouds and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 15 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I just don't know what to wear anymore to work. I come in a t-shirt, it's cold. Yesterday, I come in the jumper, I was too hot. I need a wardrobe at work.
I dropped the ball today.
What, you've gone shorts?
I got up this morning and I made a very, very early decision. I opened the blinds and I went, oh my God, Kerry, where are my shorts? Get my shorts. I put my shorts on.
It was lovely this morning, wasn't it?
As I walked out, I had time to change.
Yeah.
You regretted it.
No, I had time to change and I thought, no, I'm rebelling against this weather. I'm rebelling.
I'm still wearing the puffer jacket from winter. So for the last two or three days...
But you're Scottish.
For the last two or three days I've came in and I was like, I'm going to need to retire this. So I'm thinking the weekend I might go and buy myself an appropriate jacket.
Can I just say, we put a picture up on various social medias yesterday of everybody in the office, apart from me, so I'm not in the picture, wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans. You look like a boy band. You look like the plain white tees. So many comments on there going, Stevie, is that what you look like? There's so many.
He's like
a housewife's favourite.
No, he is. He's a good-looking man.
Not today. I feel a bit rough today.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, Radio.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
And we go again. Right, just gone 3 o'clock, middle of the week. We'll find out what you're up to very soon. Hits coming up from Calvin Harris. But first, Jonas Brothers is the brilliant Waffle House.
Turn it up louder. Yeah.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa with Potion. Before that, Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. I love the Jonas Brothers album, which is called The Album. I think it's quite a clever name. He said all the...
It's called The Album.
Yeah,
quite clever, I suppose.
And they were on Jimmy Fallon the other night and they were saying, we called it The Album because all the other names were taken, but then we looked and no one had taken the name The Album, so we've gone with that. I was like, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to open a shop now. They called it The Shop.
The Shop.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Just going down The Shop. Oh, well, Scott's Shop. Yeah.
Yeah, The Shop.
The Shop.
Don't steal my idea.
Well, they are. That's going to happen.
No, I've just, Tom, get a patent on that.
Copyright.
Can you imagine? If that was in his job description.
No.
Don't forget to copyright stuff.
No, I've just... He doesn't know what he gets paid.
Isn't it copywritten now because you've just said it on the radio? Didn't somebody say you could give something...
Scott Robinson, Radio Essex,
no, but that is,
The Shop.
That is a copyright, isn't it?
I hope so. Tom, is it? Say yes.
What?
Somebody then invented The Shop...
Yeah.
And then Scott went, no, I said it on the radio at 3:10 on Wednesday the 17th of May, and they listened back to the radio and he said it then. Surely that's his idea.
Because you used to have to, like, send a letter to yourself.
No, the bank manager. You used to be able to send a letter to your bank manager.
Yeah.
You used to be able to send a letter to you.
Yes.
Dear Scott, I hope you're okay. No. I hope all the five stuff's going really well.
No, not like that.
I love a cup of Yorkshire tea, don't you? Lots of love, Scott. Oh, by the way, I got an idea at a shop.
Sounds like his wild thoughts.
That's not what I meant, and you know it. Everyone does that once a week, don't they?
Yeah. Write to themselves all the time.
Yeah.
I send myself emails to remind me to do stuff.
No, you don't. Please tell me.
My phone goes ding, instantly. I go, what email? And I go, oh, it's me. That happens a lot.
I literally just did that.
Yeah, an email list. I email myself all the time. If I think of something at night and I think, oh, I mustn't forget to do that, I'll email myself. So when I get to work, it's on my email.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, but I've also noticed something else you do, which I don't understand why I've never mentioned it on the radio, but you write on your hands all the time.
Yes, I do that a lot.
All the time. Like the other day, I walked past him and he said cheese. And I was like, why? And he's like, oh, I've got to get my mum cheese later. And I'm like, why?
Have you heard of Post-it notes? They're good.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Right, 12 after head. 3, Jonas Blue. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue. And finally, it's Chris and Scott.
Finally.
Big drive home for Wednesday. It is the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? I'm in the middle of a nice cup of tea. Who made this for me? Oh, no, I made it myself. You two made your own tea before you went on air.
No.
Tom made you a cup of tea, and then I said, oh, no, I'm going to wait till 3 o'clock, didn't I? Because yes. It was a 2:30 tea you had.
Yeah. Tom made me a cup of tea, and you know what? He put effort in, so much effort. He made an exceptional, and I will use the word exceptional.
Wow.
An exceptional cup of tea. And instead of just taking that tea and saying, thank you, Tom, I said, think about what you just done there and repeat it next time.
Wow.
Because it was very good. And I made him go through every step about the brewing process. And this sounds like a bit. It's not. This is true.
Oh, it's coming anyway.
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
But this is a tea, like, it's not a tantrum, because it was exceptional.
Not a tantrum.
It was exceptional, Tom. And we established the reason why is because he let it brew. He let it rest.
Okay, brewing's good.
Mm, yeah.
Brew's good.
It tasted good.
So Wednesday, we're in the middle of a cup of tea. You probably established that. And we're in the middle of a critique on the tea. So that's happening as well. What about you, Essex? What are you in the middle of? It's a Wednesday. What are you in the middle of? Middle of the week. And you can grab us on the app as well. We'll do some of those in just a second. Freya Riding's coming up. Let's get on. I haven't heard Ed Sheeran's Stormzy Shape of You. That's on the way. I haven't heard that for ages.
I've not heard that since 1963.
It's coming up. Ed Sheeran and Stormzy with Shape of You. Essex, how are you? Chris and Scott, big drive home for a Wednesday. So in the middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Alistair the trucker says, I'm in the middle of my journey to Stoke. That sounds horrific.
It's a long old journey there. I've done it.
Where's the middle? Birmingham?
Yeah, he's around.
He's in the Midlands.
Why you got your top?
Oh, Tom knows.
He's got his hand up.
Does this mean we could add Stoke to Essex?
He's not in Stoke yet. He's somewhere in the middle. Alistair, tell us where you are right now. And then we can add you to the map of the greatest place in the
Birmingham
world.
Birmingham is a...
It's going to be about right, I think.
He's about there.
Yeah, Northampton, sort of Birmingham, Northampton.
That's way.
Somewhere up there. Alistair, let us know exactly where you are. Dean, in the middle of painting. Oh, this was the guy that was painting last week, but stopped because there was like...
No, he was paving last week.
Paving, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And one drop of rain, yeah.
Gone, pub.
Yeah, he's pubbed. He says, no rain today. Still going to the pub, though. Dean, you're indoors. Even if it did rain, it didn't matter. You're literally painting a hallway.
Yeah. But not anymore.
Thank you, Dean. Richard Bazardon, I'm in the middle of ironing. Nice work, Rich. Nicola in Southend, middle of sorting out shift rotors. For a work thing. This is my favourite. Jill in Colchester is living the dream. Hi, boys. In the middle of a bowl of crunchy nut cornflakes. Living the dream.
Wow.
Yeah, loving that. Can eat them any time of day.
Look at that, Northampton.
Oh, there you go. We knew. Did we say Northampton?
We did.
Yeah, we're in there. Nice one, Alistair. We're like your personal GPS. Jill, enjoy your crunchy nut cornflakes.
Or we're in your car.
We what?
Or we're in his car.
What? Crunchy nut cornflakes?
No. Northampton.
Oh, I see.
I can see you.
Radio Essex. Sagala.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
Right, 3:34. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Let's give you a chance to send you back to the 90s. Just without even just having Scott from Five on this show, we can do more to bring you back into the 90s.
We can.
We can actually send you to the 90s Rewind Festival, which is happening on Friday the 14th of July in Hornchurch here in Essex. Don't worry about booking a day off for work. It all starts at 5 in the afternoon. So you can pop there straight from work when your day's done. And you'll be raising money for the charity Mind, which is an incredible charity. And that is where the money is going. They're bringing you some of your favourite 90s bands back on stage, including the likes of Five.
Yeah, I'll be there.
911. A1 and Selena off of the Honeys. Now, there's going to be amazing tribute acts as well to keep it going all through the evening. Tony Roberts is DJing there as well, and he's an incredible DJ. That'll be going throughout the evening. And we've got 20 pairs of tickets to give away this week. When you hear Scott's voice, not normally talking, not when he's just going, hi, how you doing?
Sorry, is that my voice?
Only when he's saying the words, call now, this is your cue to call, or whatever
you
say.
Like this. Don't do it.
Don't do it now, but go on, give us an example.
Oh, this is Scott from Five. This is your cue to call.
Yeah. When that happens,
not now.
You can call 01702 45 50 60 is the number you need to put in your phone now. 01702 45 50 60. That cue to call coming up very soon. Good luck, Essex. Radio Essex, David Guetta, Anne-Marie, and Baby Don't Hurt Me. Kristen Scott, big drive home for a Wednesday. It's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Let's get some of those out now. Robin Southend says, afternoon, geezers.
Cheers, like that. Rob. Nice one.
As Paula didn't let my first attempt at a cover for the swimming pool pump filter, she didn't like it at first, so I've currently gone down to the man cave and I'm now building a proper one. This is a cover for the swimming pool pump filter.
Yeah, the problem I've got with this, Rob, is that is the version that you've done, you've got an expensive filter and you've covered it with some...
It's like an artificial grass carpet.
Yeah, but you've just
thrown it
over the top of all of the expensive stuff.
Yeah, you need a wooden box with some filter holes in it, and then you need to use that artificial grass to cover the box to make it look like a grass box.
That's exactly what you need to do.
Get that done, please, Rob. Sean Sparks says, I'm currently spraying wheat in Turling, and he's in some kind of a tractor device, which looks pretty cool.
I mean, he's in the best tractor I've ever seen. I mean, this tractor...
It looks like a Tesla.
It looks like a cross between a Tesla and a spaceship.
I love that. Thank you very much, Sean. Aretha says, hi, guys. I'm in the middle of going to the movies to see Guardians of the Galaxy and get me some hot, fresh, butter popcorn. Got to finish listening to you guys later on the podcast. Have a great show, says Aretha, who is in the United States of America part of Essex.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Aretha, for getting in touch. Phones are ringing as well. Hello, Radio Essex.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
Stella.
What can we do for you, Stella?
I don't know. I just called this number.
What?
Advert thing that was on before the adverts in the advert.
That was us telling you.
Lovely.
That there's going to be a queue to call coming.
So
up, and then you yeah.
I'll explain. I'll tell you what happened there. What happened was you heard my voice, panicked. You wanted the tickets.
Yeah.
And then you've called early.
Aye.
When a recording version of me says words in a little while, that's your cue to call.
Yeah. That's it. Simple.
And I hope you get through because I feel really bad now.
Right.
Good luck, Stella.
Thanks,
bye. I love that new tune from Niall Horan. It's called Meltdown on the Big Drive Home.
The 90s Rewind Festival.
Getting ready to send you to go and see 5911 A1, Selena from the Honeys. This is going on the 14th of July on a Friday, 5 o'clock in Hornchurch, and raising money for Mind, which is an incredible charity, which is good news. So if you're called out, then it'll be you going. Let's go to random line... It's chosen line 4. Diana. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very much better now, thank you.
That's a turn, isn't it? You're going to go and see some of the biggest bands from the 90s.
Fantastic.
Even if it's not, just say 5 of your favourite, it makes it easier, less awkward.
Well, I was going to say that anyway, of course, Scott.
Yeah, but is it true? Or you can say, because listen, the other bands are fantastic as well. A1 are brilliant, 911, Seeing for the Honeys, everyone's very good, it's going to be a great show, but yeah, just,
I'm a 5 fan.
I think so, it sounds like it.
Sounds like a 5 fan. I've heard every DJ do this to every person that's come on the radio, haven't they? Every DJ during the day's gone, are you looking forward to seeing? Everyone feels the need to go, 5.
Obviously, yeah. It's almost like you have to say it.
It's like part of the family.
It's no-brainer, isn't it?
Yeah, no-brainer. So who are you going to take?
I'm going to take me.
Sorry, who? You cut out.
I'm going to take my husband. Yeah, he's just gone through like major heart surgery and he can do with this because he's been an absolute legend.
Oh, that's amazing. So he's on the mend now.
He is indeed.
He's on the mend, so you're going to take him to see loads of boy bands. He'll love that.
Listen, well done. We got your details, Diana, so we'll get that sorted out for you. You and your husband enjoy that. It'll be a real nice night out for you both.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really pleased.
Well done, Diana.
Looking forward to seeing Scott.
Yes. Well, you better turn up, Scott.
I'll be there. Just a bit late.
See you later. Cheers, Diana. Bye-bye. Radio Essex, Spells Only, Jazzy and Make Me Feel Good. Big drive home. Wednesday is Chris and Scott. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson coming up. Flow on the way. Plenty to talk about on the roads. We'll get you home across Essex quicker and update you with the news headlines next at 4.
At four, another big carmaker, Ford, is not wanting post-Brexit trading rules to take effect next year, following similar concerns voiced by the company behind Vauxhall, Peugeot and Citroen. Well, after some late afternoon sunny spells this evening across Essex, it will be clear and dry. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 14 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up to date.
So all the content we do in the world, what do you reckon everyone's texting the show about at the moment?
Have I made a mistake?
I don't know. I didn't even hear. Lisa and Ashington have said, oh my God, laughing so much. Please get Stevie to say the word Peugeot again. James in Whittam says, hey lads, love the show. Can you get Stevie to say the word Peugeot again, please? How did you say it?
Following similar concerns voiced by the company behind Vauxhall, Peugeot and Citroën.
Peugeot!
It's Peugeot!
It's Peugeot!
It's Peugeot. Listen, it's always been Peugeot. It's never been Peugeot.
It's a Peugeot what? 306.
The first car I bought for my wife was a Peugeot 306.
There's no R.
No.
It's like French.
Peugeot.
No. Stevie, do you know what's...
Citroën and Peugeot.
Do you know what's funny, right? What people don't know is when Stevie's doing sport, sometimes he runs in just before and he says, How do you say
Javi Alonso? Javi Alonso.
But he's never come in and asked how to say Peugeot, clearly.
There's no R. No, listen, yeah, the company behind Vauxhall...
Peugeot.
The company behind Vauxhall... No.
Let's go. This is where hit music lives. How will I know if you play the hits live from the Icon Building? This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
So, Chris and Scott here. Stevie with the news worth listening to.
Yes.
It's good news. I like Stevie's news. He's back at 5 o'clock.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex Flow and Cardboard Box. 4:10 on the big drive home is Chris and Scott for a Wednesday. Appreciate you having you with us. Doesn't obviously work when you're not there, so thank you. Thank you for being there.
It's a bit boring.
Makes it worthwhile.
It does.
Otherwise, we could just sit home talking on the phone.
Which we do when we're not here.
It's true. There are a few things that are happening today. In the Cayman Islands, today is Discovery Day, where locals celebrate and discover the one thing that makes the beautiful island so great. It doesn't say what the one thing is, though. I'd imagine it's tax-free bank accounts. That's what I'd be celebrating. I'd be like, this place is amazing.
Yeah. No, that is good.
Greg's profits are up 20% this year.
Well, they would be. They've diversified. They've got loads of stuff.
They're in court. We won't comment about it, but I think they're in court at the moment because they are, and we won't say anything either way, but they are banned from selling hot dogs and pasties in Leicester Square after 11 p.m. at night. So they're trying to fight that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's happening at the moment. Biscuit teas. What are our thoughts on biscuit teas? And I won't play your little jingle.
No, we tried. We tried, didn't we? We tried the Yorkshire biscuit. Yeah. One, Tom bought it in, and the jury's out because
it's a weird taste, wasn't it?
It's one that you could drink and go as a one-off and go, oh yeah, it tastes a little bit biscuity.
I can't remember which one I've got there. I bought somebody will know if you get what's the food I get? HelloFresh. If anyone gets HelloFresh, you'll notice there was a couple of these Yorkshire tea bags in the last box that we got, and I haven't tried them yet. I can't remember which ones they were. Some supermarkets have started selling the Jaffa Cakes one. At Aldi, you can get Jaffa Cake tea.
Right, okay, I'd have to try it.
I would definitely try Jaffa Cake tea. There's also a generic blend that just tastes of biscuits. There's no specifics there. It's just, this tastes like biscuits. I'm not sure if anyone really wants to have their cup of tea taste of biscuits. No. I mean, you could just dip a biscuit in it and get the same effect.
It's bad, isn't it, when you drop it, and you have to fish it out.
Yeah,
but
and that's what that taste is,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
What
that's
it is,
what
yeah.
that taste yeah, will yeah. be. If you're... probably shouldn't be making a drink that involves pouring boiling water, though, if you are dropping biscuits into your tea.
No.
You probably want to be careful with that. But I can't remember what the one... Somebody will text me, but there's two I've got to try at home.
What, so it's Yorkshire tea, but it's not... It's like Yorkshire tea with something...
I think one might be Jammy Dodger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that literally sounds like I'm drinking a pudding.
No, but Jammy Dodgers are good.
Yeah, Jammy Dodger in a tea. Somebody will let me know with the HelloFresh boxes, people. There's lots of those in it.
There is.
What were the two tea bags we got? They were Yorkshire tea, definitely. And I just need to remember what the biscuits were. But yeah. Right, let's get back to the hit music. Joel Corry and Katie Baser. New tune. Katie Baser's on loads of stuff at the moment. come out of nowhere from lockdown and now, like, probably one of the most sought-after female British singers at the moment. Katie Baser with Joel Corry. It's called Dance Around It on the big drive home. Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Katie Baser and Dance Around It. 4:15. Radio Essex, Chris and Scott on the big drive home. As a city in Texas named Kyle hasn't quite joined Essex as the biggest county in the world yet, because we haven't had any... Have we got any Texans in?
We do.
Oh, Aretha. So Texas is already on there?
Yeah, Aretha.
Texas is already in there.
Of course it is.
There's a city named Carl in Texas, which is calling on namesakes from around the world to help it break a record for the largest gathering of Carls.
Okay, I like this.
So the Texas city is hoping to bring together thousands of people with the first name Kyle in order to clinch the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name. It'll pit them against the current record holders, which is Ivan. All the Ivans in the world got together, and there was a total of 2,325 Ivans gathering in a Bosnian town in 2017.
Oh, that's a lot of Ivans.
I thought that. Yeah. 2,325 people that were prepared to travel as well to the Bosnian town that this happened in 2017.
Must be local.
It's a fairly Bosnian name, I think. However, the city of Kyle will be hoping to attract an even bigger turnout for the Great Gathering of Kyles, which will take place during its annual Kyle Fair later this month.
Brilliant.
If, though,
yep.
we were... looking at, it's about 1.3 million in Essex. If we could find the most common name in Essex, surely we could steal this crown from underneath the Ivans.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, not to stereotype Essex, but like back in the day, it would have been Sharon or Tracy, Dave's, Steve.
Well, there's one way to find out.
How?
Just if whatever you're doing right now, and even if you've never got in touch with a radio station before, just make this your one time to do it, because I think this could be quite fun. If you just text us your first name, you either use the app or you can text 81400 and then just put Essex and then your first name.
I'm not doing this.
Producer Tom, he's up there, Microsoft Excel, ready going. I mean, he's got a formula on there and everything.
Yeah.
So
he's got a table of sorts anyway.
This will work perfectly. If you just text us your first name, whatever you're doing, you don't have to get involved in the show, you don't have to go on the radio, you don't have to do anything. You can literally text us your first name and then carry on with what you're doing.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Text us your first name, and then on the app, you could just put your first name. Obviously, you don't need to put Essex on the app. So we've got a little table of sorts going on with Tom. We will find out what the most popular name is in Essex. And then we'll have a little look to see if it's something worth trying to challenge.
I think so.
I'd like to have a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I mean...
it'd be fun.
It would be fun. I mean, I can already see that at the moment, Gary's doing quite well.
Okay, just to recap, and then do it on the app as well. If you've got the app, then use that. It's a lot easier. Put your first name on there. Just don't have to write anything else. Don't have to go on the radio. Don't have to do anything but that. And then we will then work out the biggest name in Essex, and then we'll have a little look. Right, 4:20. We'll come back to that in a second. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue and Mama. It's 4:30, big drive home for Wednesday. Thank you so much for all your texts with your first name on there. We are still collating information. We could do with a few more. So if you haven't done it, it'd be amazing. I mean, if anything, it just keeps Tom busy, because he's now properly deep into an Excel spreadsheet with all sorts of tables.
This is very difficult.
So I think we should make it, harder by getting more names coming through. So if you haven't done it yet, and this is all about a story about a city in Texas called Kyle that are looking to get together as many Kyles as they can for a Guinness World Record attempt. So we're just interested to know what name would we do in Essex. We're thinking the Sharons and the Tracys, but obviously Steve's, Gary's quite high. Chris is quite a common name, apparently. Pete's quite a common name. Jason's in there as well. We just need to know what your first name is, and just tell us on the text. Probably the easiest way to do it, if you haven't got the app downloaded and you've never contacted us before, the easiest way to do it, stand up at a normal price of a normal text, just put Essex at the beginning of your message and then put your first name. So Essex space and then whatever your first name is, That's the easiest way to do it. If you've already got the app, then just send us a message through the app and just tell us your first name. And we'll just have a look just to see with the audience we've got right now, the people listening right now, what your first name is. See what the most popular name is in Essex right now. And then if we were to do a gathering of people, we'll have an idea of what kind of names we're looking for. You put your family names on there as well, your husband, your sons, your daughters, whatever. We put them on there and then we'll have a list of the most common name in Essex. It's Radio Essex for Wednesday. Ed Sheeran and My G. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home for a middle of the week kind of day. So hopefully it hasn't taken too long to get here because the whole bank holiday thing. It's been
marked everyone up this
week.
We're
only 9 days away from another one though.
Oh, that's good.
It's all good. Thank you very much for getting us your names and telling us what your names are on the text. We're trying to find out what the most popular name is in Essex right now. Front runners at the moment, Gary's, Jason's and Nicola's. They're the front runners at the moment, producer
yes,
Tom.
Oh, yeah. You're sweating, Tom. You look very...
is a lot of work.
Yeah, you've never worked so hard, have you?
He just said to me, what are we doing with all these? And I went, I don't know. Just thought I'd ask what the favourite name was. No, I think if we ever tried to get a group of, you know, Garys together.
Yeah, you know, just form the Gary band. Or
yeah, or play Gary Fest.
Yeah.
That's what we... Yeah.
Gary Fest.
It's just Gary Barlow and some Garys.
Yeah. Gary and the Garys.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary and the Garys. Let's do that.
Or Jason, with Jason Donovan. He's just been in Basildon playing, hasn't he?
He has, yes.
We could have done a Jason Fest.
Jason Fest.
Nicola Appleton.
Nicola
and the Nicholas. We could have a Nicola Fest. But yeah, if you haven't texted in your first name yet, do that. Grab us on the app as well. We'll find out the most common name in Essex. And I don't know whether we can... I mean, the current record for getting a load of people with the same name together in the same place was the name Ivan. But there was 2,325 of them turned up.
I mean, it's a big number to beat, but, you know...
You just want to go there and go, Ivan!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Ivan, yeah, it would be fun.
For people like me and you that forget people's names because we have that disease where I can't find people's names.
Fella, you all right, fella?
Yeah, well, hey, Geezy, you all right? yeah, that's literally, I don't think it's a disease, but it's definitely some kind of... thing that my brain doesn't recognise people's... I do recognise their faces, but then I don't know their names.
It's really awkward though, isn't it? Because when I was out the other day, one of my mates, and then his mate, I can't remember his name, he bought me a pint. And
His name's mate?
No, it was. But I said to my actual mate, Sean, I went to him, what's your mate's name? He bought me a pint, I feel rude. And he went, could be Dave, Danny or Steve. And I went, no, he knows. He was winding me up. And I went, don't do that to me, mate. Please, I don't want to mate him off. And he went, just call him fella. You know, and I did. I had to say, cheers for the pint, fella.
But a gathering of Ivans could be amazing, couldn't
it? Well, you could go, back. Gary, do you want a drink?
Yeah.
Easy.
Perfect. Yeah, keep your names coming in and on the app as well. And Tom is collating those as we speak. 20 to 5, Lewis Capaldi coming up. Lewis Capaldi and Wish You the Best on the big drive home. 10 to 5, Chris and Scott for Wednesday. Thank you for taking the time out to let us know what your first name is as we go through that list. I said to Tom, I'm going to go... Right, I've got to say hi to Jade, Sarah, Holly, Mitzi, and spend the next 10 minutes reading out people's names. We've had so many in. Thank you so much. Producer Tom is crunching those numbers into a database now. How are we getting on?
So far, Gary is our front runner.
Oh, really?
Gary is the number one name in Essex at the moment.
And who's behind?
Just behind is Jason and Nicola.
Okay, so Gary, Jason and Nicola are the three most popular names in Essex. Des from Southend says, Desmond, my name may not be popular, but I do have a TV show named after me.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Holly says, I'm quite invested in this. Who checks is their real names, though?
Ooh.
Well, I know what happens, because when they got together 2,325 Ivans in that Bosnian town... All they did is they put them all in that area, so they were all the people standing in front of stage, and then some bloke got up on stage with a microphone and went, Ivan! And a bloke that didn't turn around got kicked out. I think that's the way to do it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's another Jason coming in.
Hey!
J Jason Derulo, 10 to 5, big drive home. Let's have one more. If you haven't texted in yet, do it now. Text us your name, and then we'll find out the ultimate name after this tune. Jason Derulo, and glad you came. Big drive home Wednesday. The most popular name in Essex listening to this radio show right now is Producer Tom.
It's Gary.
Gary.
Hello.
I knew. Gary.
Hello, Gary. We're not talking to anyone else, Nick. Hello, Gary.
If we wanted to get a load of Garys together, I think we had about 50 or 60, didn't we?
Yeah, we had quite a few Garys.
But we didn't have 2,325 Ivans.
No.
So we can't.
Yeah, but listen, do you know what? Like, I know, Tom, homework for every time across the board, every time you see a Gary pop up on text, add it to your list.
Yeah.
And in 2048, yeah, we might do it. We might do it. You just phone me and go, Scott, you never guess what?
The thing is, if we did a Gary convention in Essex, if we said, right, all the Garys, because you do a load of PR on it, and then, so you're actually talking about outside of Essex as well, greatest county in the world.
Obviously.
But you could do PR everywhere. You could, you know, go on the telly and say you can, because you're always on the telly. So, oh, by the way, looking for Garys, and that might...
Phone Barlow and say, Gazza, you're right, mate.
I've told you, I don't want to join your band.
Yeah, but we are doing a Gary convention. Do you want to join it? I know you've been doing a couple of weddings. All right, then, Scott, he'll say. And then we'll do it. I can see it all. It's a dream.
He could be, would he? He'd be the leader of the Garys, would he? Gary Barlow?
He'd be the leader of the Garys. He would be.
Joke in my head now. Yes, I do.
I've got the same joke in my head, and I want the microphone. God, I don't want microphones anymore.
Let's leave the word leader and Gary out.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow can be the head of the gang.
Yes, the
gang. No.
That's what I didn't want to say.
He's the head of the group.
Is a better word.
He's head Gary.
Yes.
I like that. Okay, we'll be back after 5, possibly.
Or not.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. We live and learn. Travel coming up next. Also, news headlines with Stevie, another very popular name in Essex, Steve. News and travel on the way next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. You didn't do the goldfish story. There's a big goldfish story out today. It's a pet goldfish. Washed away in the storm floods, amazingly being discovered alive in a muddy puddle.
Oh, that's
for
nice.
For real. Not, it's not a goldfish, not a fairground goldfish. I'm talking like proper goldfish, like in your pond, in the garden goldfish.
What, and they found it?
Yeah, they found it. It was found in the middle of a playing field after surviving 24 hours outside a garden pond following a downpour. So the massive downpour flooded.
Flooded the pond.
They've gone in the garden the next day, gone, goldfish has gone.
Nemo!
Then it was spotted while helping doing the tidy up of the deluge between this village, which is in Devon. And somebody said members of the community have been rallying together to help all those being affected. And we were out clearing up, and we were clearing up a tennis court, and there was a muddy puddle. And there was,
and you had the goldfish and the Loch Ness Monster
and Peppa Pig.
There.
Oh, yes. That's nice.
Muddy puddle.
And fish was being found. It's been temporary housed, and it's going back to the resident's house.
I lost a pet once.
Which one?
We had a cat when I was a kid, and my mom said it ran away, and then we wondered why it had run away, but also taken its litter box and all of its food.
And did it run away to heaven?
Yes.
It ran away to one of her mates' houses.
Right. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 5 o'clock on the big drive home for Wednesday. Harry Styles coming up, that brilliant tune from the 1975 Oh Caroline, we'll get on for you. First, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Miracle.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles and Late Night Talking, 5:10 on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday in the middle of A-level and GCSE exams this week, which must be, I mean, I kind of take my mind back to it slightly, as did you. We were talking about it earlier, Tom. It was only last year for you. So
pretty much, yeah.
When you were doing your GCSEs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or was it your mocks last year? Probably your mocks, actually.
Yeah.
yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
She must be struggling at the moment, so I'm fitting it all in, you know, with the exams at
it
the moment.
It is hard, though, isn't it? No. And you were saying that you'd say to Cav, look, you look stressed.
Do you know what? I've got to give Gavin loads of credit. He's working so, so incredibly hard to you know, he wants to do as well as he possibly can. He's not just going, oh, well, you know, I might know it. He's, you know, I'm taking him in early, he's doing extra lessons, got him a tutor. He's, you know, he's worked really hard. And I get a text every day, he says, that one went well, or not sure about that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, so far so good. But it is really stressful. Although, I promise you I don't remember doing any revision at any point ever when I went to school. So I don't know whether things have changed or whether I was very lazy, but yeah, he's revised like to the hilt.
Some people don't need to.
Yeah, like Brennan, for example, my oldest
got straight A's, didn't he? And didn't revise.
Didn't, like, literally the day before, he might have just had a little look. He just holds the information.
I think some people learn differently, don't they? Some people learn differently. Some people don't test very well. I was like that. I didn't test very well. The results would suggest that I didn't test very well, but I know things.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether... What did you did all right, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah.
That's why you do what you do here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Clever.
I'm not bad at a test.
Did you ever think once when you were doing GCSE A-level, this will come in useful when I'm counting up all the Garys in Essex?
Yeah, I thought when I was doing biology, it was perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Listen, if you are doing your A-levels and you're doing your GCSEs this week, just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you. And we were just all thinking about while that song was playing about when we were in that boat. So good luck, and you can only do your best.
Yeah, you'll smash it.
All right, nice one. 12 minutes after 5. Big drive home. New music from the 1975 is called O Caroline. It's Radio Essex, the 1975 and O Caroline. 5:15. There's a new version of that coming out for Essex called O Gary. if you've just missed that, what we did in the last hour, we just found out that Gary is the most named, is the biggest name that listens to the show.
Well, we'll listen to the show today.
Yeah, exactly that, because it could be a different name tomorrow. We should do it every day.
No. Yeah, Tom, if you up for that, do it every day and you can file all of the names.
No.
Do poll tomorrow.
No.
Julie the next day.
Gary is the name that is the most common with people listening to the show today, followed by Jason, followed by Nicola. And that's what we should do that on the end of the show. Because if we know there's more Garys than any other name listening to the show today, if you end the show, you can go, "Oi, Gary, Wednesday, complete it, mate."
Yes.
Yeah.
But have you got to do it if you've got to be Gary, or you can be talking to Gary?
You can be a Scot.
Talking to Gary.
You can be Oi, Gary. And you give it a bit of Essex. "Oi, Gary, Wednesday, complete it, mate. Yeah, that's perfect.
I like that.
That's how we want to end the show for Wednesday. I like having the end of the shows to be relevant to the show we've just done.
I do. I like it when they're unique, definitely.
Gary, or Oi Gary, or do it in what's the name from Gavin and Stacey? Oh, Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Yes. Complete Wednesday, complete it, mate. Get those into us and you could be ending the show tonight. 17 minutes after 5, A to Z of music coming up along with Niall Horan and Heaven. I'll get that on for you after we update the latest on the roads next. It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan and Lionheart.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, coming up on 5:30, A to Z of music is on and it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday, groups.
So groups and bands beginning with the letter K. What have you got for us? A1400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. Who do you think should go through on the A to Z of music beginning with K?
I mean, there's loads of good ones. You've got the Killers, Kings of Leon, Kiss, Call and the Gang, Kaiser Chiefs, Kasabian, and loads more.
Yeah, there's really loads. Get yours in. Who do you think should go forward and represent the letter K as the best band or group beginning with K? With the Killers, you can have that as
you
a
can
K,
have the Killers,
that will work. And Kaiser Chiefs, etc. Are they called the Kaiser Chiefs or Kaiser Chiefs?
Just Kaiser. Kaiser Chiefs.
Bad example.
Yes,
bad example.
Not great.
The Killers, great example.
Yes. Should have just stuck with that.
And the Call and the Gang.
That is called Call and the Gang.
Call and the Gang. Mae Muller, and I wrote a song, 5:34. Robin Chelmsford, hello to Jenny as well. Both stuck at the Army and Navy roundabout. Apparently, two cars have collided there. And, so somebody in a wrong lane and all sorts of bad things have happened. So, Army and Navy roundabout, there is an accident there. Thank you very much for the updates on that. We are looking for the best group, beginning with the letter K. And we had some good ones in. In fact, we had more than we've had for a long while in, because there are so many groups.
There is, and with the letter very K. good ones. ones as well.
These are the two that you're going to vote for to play at the end of the show and to put forward for the A to Z of music representing the letter K. First of all, Kings of Leon.
So good.
Absolute tune. If you want to hear this, put the word. Let's go with Kings.
Yes, but it's up against this. Oh, yeah. What a battle this
Killers
is.
And Mr. Brightside, it's completely up to you. I reckon I know who's going to win this, although, well, I don't know. Do you know what? I thought this, but then Sex on Fire is a huge tune.
It's a tune, yeah.
So it's up to you, Kings or Killers. Put your text in now. You can do it on the app as well. What are we going to play before six tonight, and who is going to go forward to the A to Z of music representing the letter K? Get your text in now. Woo! Brand new music from Becky Hill. Side Effects, 5:43, big drive home. Gary was the most popular name of people listening to the show today. We did a little survey earlier on if you just joined in. Basically, because we were trying to work out how many Garys there were in Essex, like how many of the same name were in Essex.
Yeah.
Because there's a group of Ivans that got together recently to win the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name, and 2,325 Ivans turned up to a Bosnian town in 2017. So now they're trying, there's a city called Kyle in Texas. They're looking for people called Carl to gather in the city of Carl to try and beat that Guinness World Record. So we were just wondering, if we were doing that in Essex, what would that name be? Turns out the name's Gary.
Yeah, lots of Garys.
Jason's as well, and Nicholas, but Gary was the big one. So what we thought we'd do is get you to end the show by talking to one of the many Garys that's listening to the show. And it's not just you listening. There's a lot of Garys listening as well. So we wanted to kind of, oi, Gary, Wednesday, completing it, mate. Something like that.
Something like that.
Nick's dropped one in just now, actually. Let's have a listen.
Oi, Gal, completing it, mate.
Gal.
Oh,
I like that.
I like that. That's good.
Nick Gazza, the gas man, which is, I mean, all sorts of Garys there. He's Gary Gazza and he's a gas man.
Yeah.
So yours is winning so far at the moment. But if you think you can do a better one, then just let us know. And we could be playing you at the end of the show tonight. Before we do the end of the show, obviously we have two songs battling it out to be our winner on the A to Z of music for groups, beginning with K tonight. And you're battling it out with Sex on Fire from the Kings of Leon, or The Killers and Mr. Brightside. Who would you rather end the show tonight? Put the word Killers in your message box or the word Kings, and we'll find our winner and play it after Metro Booming and The Weeknd. This is called Creeping on the big drive home. Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Metro Booming, The Weeknd and Creeping. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. A couple of minutes left to get your votes in. If you want to vote for your favourite out of The Killers or Kings of Leon, we'll find out who won that very soon. Coming up from six tonight, it is Lauren off of the radio.
Off of the radio?
Lauren off of Ross and John's show.
Yes.
But you do your own show before Ross and John.
Yes.
And you're looking after things for Joe Kinch, who's looking after things for Jack, who's in Spain.
Living his best life.
He is living his best life in the shade under a tree.
Yes, he is under a tree with more sun cream than you've seen on a human.
Yes.
You did backtrack early yesterday. How did that work out for you?
Very well.
Yes?
Very well. We had a couple of wrong answers and then people were like, hang on, no, I've got to step in.
Yeah.
Because I know the answer.
Do you know what? When you're doing this, once people get wrong answers, everyone that knows the answer goes, oh, no.
All the know-it-alls go, what?
Oh, I know the answer. I nearly text. It was wonderful.
Yes, it was.
I nearly text.
I'm worried about today's.
Why?
I think it might be slightly too easy. Don't, I almost said it.
Wow.
I think it might be too easy. Producer Tom, you might need to help me. I think it may be a little bit. I might have to change it up.
Well, how do you know it was he? How does he help? Well, how does if he's heard of it, it's too easy.
He's never helped us.
it's just that I played it in there and Joe was like, Lauren, I know that from
the really?
First note.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a whiz kid, isn't he?
He's great. He's a very clever boy.
Joe knows all the songs.
True.
He, backwards, forwards, it doesn't matter.
He owns all of the hits.
He owns the hits.
He's the hit man.
I did have to ask permission to use the hits.
He's basically a robot. I bought a computer in once. He fixed it in about 10 seconds. He went, yeah, it's this. It's the module of the quadrodule.
I think Joe Kinch is AI.
He is
He's
AI.
The first AI DJ on the radio.
Yeah, he is. Got there first. He's joking.
So you're looking after things for Joe.
Yes.
And the Hot 7-7's on tonight. Who was number one last night? Is it still Sam Ryder?
Yes, it was Sam. Well, do you know
love
what?
That tune
it's
so
a
much.
Bit. I don't know how I feel about this. Ollie Murs, number two. Sam Ryder, number one.
Yeah.
Is Essex voting for this? Because we had two Essex boys.
Possibly.
They are the best, though.
So. Both off of Witham.
Mm.
Are they both Witham?
No, Sam Ryder's from Malden.
Malden, that's right.
Yes.
And then really Ollie's from Ollie's Witham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be. It might be a bit of a bit of towns versus towns.
They deserve it, though.
And then what else? 8 o'clock, just same as 6, really, but just without travel.
Well,
no,
and
she shuffles the songs about.
Yeah. Record of the week.
Ish. Yeah,
what is the record of the week?
Oh, it's so good. It's
is it The X?
Yeah, Obsessed
yes.
With
Obsessed with Your Ex. That's a really good tune. Isla.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, God, yeah, he knows everything.
I know all the big hits.
Been doing his
own
work.
I know all the big hits.
Wow. Showing off.
Your Wham were good as well.
Oh, I tell you what, they were good.
Yeah, Isla, that tune is really,
it's
really
so
cool.
Good. Everyone can relate to it in some way.
Yes.
I'm so out of this. You're down with the kids because I don't know what's going on.
And then obviously doing Chilled.
Yes.
And then you got a big show tonight then.
Yeah, 7 hours of Lauren.
You're doing breakfast tomorrow as well.
I might as well. If you need me, I'll be here.
Lauren is on the way next from 6. Who do you reckon won? Lauren out of The Killers and The Kings of Leon.
It's got to be The Killers.
It is the correct
answer.
Yeah. Mr. Brightside going through to the A to Z of music. We'll find out tomorrow who wins.
Gazza, Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.